Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi there. Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. As you've probably seen, there was no episode on Thursday. I'd like to thank everyone who messaged me on various platforms to see that I was doing well. Rest assured, I haven't taken my own trip to Riverside quite yet. Not until we finish season 2 at the very least. That being said, I did take some extra time to prepare the next episode. I also made sure to get a little more sleep than usual and take time to go for walks and recenter. I would be lying if I said 2 episodes a week hasn't been a little overwhelming, but in equal measures, it's been so satisfying being able to unravel the story so much quicker while also staying true to those things which made season 1 so fun. I will say, though, that I felt a twinge of guilt knowing not everyone follows The Town Whispers on Twitter or is a member of our Discord and as such didn't know the episode was canceled. To avoid confusion in the future, be sure to join us on Discord, where we have a thriving and safe community with a whole host of incredibly friendly and welcoming townsfolk. The link to that can be found in the description below, or can be found through our Twitter, which you should also follow, at The Town Whispers. Season 2 has been an absolute blast to write, and I appreciate all the positive feedback that we've received. I'm so grateful to everyone who has been engaging with us and mentioning us on social media. Tuesdays and Thursdays have become very special for me as I get to watch everyone react on Twitter or by live blogging on the Discord, and it's been incredible. I also appreciate all the positive reviews folks have been leaving on Apple Podcasts, all the 5-star ratings on Spotify, and likewise with all the other podcast apps available that allow reviews. Reviewing The Town Whispers is one of the best ways to ensure more folks come and join us in the fort. It helps Apple or Spotify know what folks like listening to, and it helps us gain more exposure. So thank you to those who mention us on social media or to their friends, and review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of the others. Your support really does help. It is seen, and I do my very best to engage with everyone I can on social media, as well as the community members on the Discord. And lastly, in my list of thank yous, I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons. Without you, I wouldn't have been able to invite more folks to join us in the fort. When you support a show like The Town Whispers, you not only support us and help us make the show better, but you support all the folks we bring in to join us. Because of the Patreon members, I've been able to bring in the vocal talents of Mike LeBeau, Lydia Nicholas, Imogen Harris, Harlan Guthrie, John Ware, and Maeve DeBrune, with a couple more voice actors joining us later in the season as well. And without our Patreon members, I wouldn't have been able to prepare a little mid-season surprise. Up until now, I've been the sole writer of The Town Whispers. Each character, while very much their own living entity, inevitably carries a piece of me with them. So I thought, how much better would it be if we could allow someone else to contribute a little bit of themselves to the fort? So, I've invited Maeve DeBrune to write a 3-episode mid-season arc. You may know Maeve DeBrune as the voice of Orla Blackwater from her season 2 prequel, but you're more likely acquainted with her from her work voicing the character Carpenter in an incredible show called The Silt Verses. What you might not know, though, is she's also an accomplished award-winning writer. Needless to say, I'm overjoyed and very excited to have the opportunity to showcase her unique voice and talents. So, if you've ever thought about becoming a patron of The Town Whispers, consider visiting us on patreon.com/thetownwhispers to help us in turn support other creators and expand the town boundaries. With that news and those thank yous out of the way, I would like to be a little preemptive now. This Sunday, the Audioverse Award winners are planned to be announced. The Town Whispers itself was a finalist in 5 categories, and I do hope that we take home an award. But regardless of whether or not we win, thank you to everyone who voted for us and participated in that voting process. Whoever wins, it was well deserved. Everyone who made it to the finals, everyone who was nominated, you all deserve recognition. And I admire the immense passion ever present in our community. It really is inspirational. Now to sign off on this announcement episode, or state of the fort, if you will, I'd like to make some recommendations for audio drama to listen to in the event that I miss a Thursday or a Tuesday here and there. These are all friends of the fort, and shows I actively listen to myself that I think you folks will enjoy. All of the mentioned podcasts can be found by searching for them wherever you listen to podcasts. My first recommendation is The Silt Verses. With intelligent writing, you'd be hard-pressed to find more concise world-building. In this horror fantasy serial drama, Carpenter and Faulkner, two worshippers of an outlawed god, travel up the length of their deity's great black river searching for holy revelations. In their first season, which was only 15 episodes long, they were able to fit more world-building and character development than I was able to in a 70-episode season myself. From the creators of I Am an Askew, and featuring the talents of Bea Narr and Maeve DeBrune, it's a wonderful show, and one that I know you'd enjoy. And I can say that with confidence, because The Silt Verses is one of the only podcasts that I've listened to more than once. My second recommendation would be Malevolent. Solely created, voiced, written, and edited by Harlan Guthrie, it's a non-stop Lovecraftian adventure. Malevolent follows Arkham investigator Arthur Lester as he unravels the mysterious circumstances that have befallen him. It's an extremely action-driven podcast, with some of the most unsettling moments I've had the pleasure of listening to in audio drama, with characters I find genuinely scary. Full transparency, if you haven't heard, Harlan also came on a few weeks back as the sound producer for The Town Whispers. So if you love the new sound of our show, you'll love Malevolent as well. My third recommendation is The Storage Papers. In July of 2019, Jeremy made the fortuitous decision to make the only bid on an abandoned storage unit. At first disappointed by no apparent treasure, what he discovered instead was a trove of the most extensive documentation of seemingly unexplained events he'd ever seen. The Storage Papers is an anthology series, but over time and with an abundance of red string, you'll see that not all the stories are so disconnected. The show is a ton of fun and well worth the time investment. My fourth and final recommendation is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. Blending supernatural horror with good old detective noir narration, The Sleep-Wake Cycle follows estranged twins, Isaiah and Rosemary. Their mission? To fulfill a secret government agency's directive to bring the U.S. back from the brink of madness. Born with strange abilities, the twins investigate the wellness of a republic ravaged by the Great Darkness of 1999. With doomsday cults pervading society, horrific conspiracies spun more from truth than fiction, and a creeping feeling that hope itself has fled the land. The twins have their work cut out for them. The Sleep-Wake Cycle is made by some of the most passionate creators out there, and voiced by my friend Mark, who also DM'd our Halloween special, The Skeleton Crew. The Sleep-Wake Cycle is a great story based in a world with endless lore from some wonderful folks. There, Well, with those recommendations, I now know that your auditory horror needs will be met if I ever find myself with the need for a little rest and relaxation. So with that, I'll see you on Tuesday.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.